Greetings. Blessed thought of God. Has it not been wonderful to consider this morning the mighty works of God and that power with which men and women are made new creatures? The old has passed away and there's a new creature. How glorious. So I encouraged Owen and Carolyn to take time and share the fullness of their story and their testimony. I told them I have a very flexible message on my heart, and I do. So my message this morning, I'm going to start it by asking you a couple questions. I'm going to share some thoughts, and then we'll close with prayer. So my question is, why are you here this morning? If you honestly ask yourself the question, and I'd like some responses from you, why are you here this morning? I'll write them down. Why did you come? Be encouraged and inspired. So, encouragement, inspiration. Good. Worship. Could I say fellowship when you say the rest of you?
Hear from God.
Okay. And there's probably more that we could list there. So why do you want to worship? Why do you want to fellowship? Why is it important that we're encouraged and inspired? Why do we want to hear from God? Any thoughts? God is our Father. That's why we want to hear from Him. Okay.
Guide us in this world.
We want to be guided. That's why I want to hear from Him. Okay. We see the day approaching. We worship because of gratitude. We know who we are without Him. So we could say we remember who we were. Okay? We want to become more like Him. To become more like Jesus. Because God is good. So that's why we're here. Amen. To lift up His name. Good. We're going to stop there. This is beautiful. And we could continue down this path. And we could say, well, why are we grateful? How do we know God is our Father? All right, we could continue breaking this down. And I think at the end of it, we would come to this point. Since Adam and Eve were disobedient, and the relationship was broken. Since that day, all of mankind has looked forward to Jesus. And since the day that Jesus came, gave his life, was the ultimate sacrifice, so that we can now, again, as we heard this morning, have a relationship with him, have our sins forgiven, have peace with God, all mankind is looking back and saying, that is life. I say all mankind. And I think all mankind knows. They know it. Whether they believe it or not, they know it, because it's written in their hearts. So, my heart this morning, the message this morning is from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Consider Christ Jesus. For we, and then in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3, it says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. When we need encouragement, when we need inspiration, we consider Jesus. When we consider Jesus, we worship. And when we worship and we become one with Jesus, we become one with all his brethren. He said, all that do my will are my sister, my mother, and my brother. And so we become one with those people as we worship him. And now we have fellowship. And we hear from God, and he guides us, he directs us. And so, there's many needs for doctrine, and I believe it's important that we teach doctrine and that we learn doctrine. But unless Jesus Christ is our focus, unless we consider Christ Jesus, the whole purpose for gathering together is vain. It's null. It's void. It's about Christ Jesus. Mankind has looked to him from the beginning. He was the promise to Abraham. The blessing of Abraham we heard last Sunday. Jesus. We're looking back. Life. And this eternal life that I think is the reason that... I thought there was one here. Talking about our need for that eternal life, our desire to live. How many people, when you ask them about life after death, do they believe in that? Most people, I think everybody doesn't really know for sure. What happens when we die? The answers are in the book. Jesus has the answer. We have eternal life. He is the gift of eternal life. So, consider Christ Jesus is the message today. And consider means to fix the mind on. Okay? So if we fix our mind on Christ Jesus with a view to a careful examination, to think on with care, to ponder, to study, to meditate on Jesus. What happens when we meditate on Jesus? What happens when our thoughts are about Jesus? When we consider him carefully, to think seriously, maturely, and carefully, to reflect. Consider Christ Jesus. Let's consider who Christ Jesus is. He is the Son of God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the apostle and high priest of our profession. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Just One, the Lamb of God, the way, the truth, the life, the bread of life, the Word become flesh, the bridegroom, the Master, the Savior, the Prophet, the Healer. He is risen from the dead. He is meek and lowly in heart. He is the good shepherd. He is the true vine. He is the bright and morning star. He is the root and offspring of David. He is the Almighty. He is alive forevermore. Let's consider Jesus. He is the reason we're here this morning. If it were not for Jesus, maybe we would be here. But we'd be looking to him. We'd be looking for him. We'd be waiting on him. We'd be gathered, maybe, but it would still be about Jesus. It would still be about that relationship with God. So, that is my message this morning. When we consider carefully who Jesus is, that means to take each of those points and to consider them carefully, to think about them, to meditate upon them, which means what? We will see what does it say about the high priest. And we will go in the Word and we will read all the things about Jesus is our high priest. What does that mean? What is a high priest? And Hebrews is just full of how Jesus is an eternal high priest. And I am, for the sake of time, I'm going to just leave it right there. I had a list of those that I was going to start going through. We wouldn't have made it through the whole list anyway. What I've done is I printed out this list, or they're still printing possibly. I made 50 copies. I'd like for everyone 12 and older to take a copy, whether you're converted or not converted. I would like for each of you to take a list and consider Jesus. And when I ask you to consider, I ask that you take a concordance and that you look in the Bible and you find at least 5 scriptures that talk about each of these points, or as many as there are. A couple of these, like the King of Kings, I think only maybe is twice. But read that verse and note those scriptures behind this list. Okay? Consider Jesus. And you should be able to do this within 12 months at least. So within 12 months, I would like to see the actual original copy of your sheet with at least 5 scriptures, or as many as there are, of each of those references with the references written behind them. Could we do that? Let's, as a brotherhood, consider Christ Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who is the apostle and high priest of our profession. If it were not for him, we would have nothing. We would have no purpose. We would have no reason. There's no message to the lost. There's no light to the world. There's nothing to talk about. But because of Christ Jesus, we have a message. So let's consider him. Let's think about him carefully. And as we read this, let's also allow him to guide us, to shape us, to change us. Because to be like him is really the most sincere form of worship, is to become like someone. So let's be like him. Let's rise and have a word of prayer. Holy Father in heaven, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you, Father, that you are not just an almighty God that is distant, that is cold, that cannot be compassionate with our infirmities, that cannot touch us, that cannot have that can't relate with our feelings. We thank you that you are a real being, a living Father, and that you have loved us so that you sent Jesus, your only begotten Son, to redeem us from sin and from death. We thank you, Father, for the testimony of the souls that you have redeemed and have accepted that redemption. And we pray, God, that there would be many more in here who would receive your redemption. Father, we know that Jesus is not going to die again. It's now up to us to believe this and to receive your Holy Spirit. So we pray, Father, that you would continue to pour out your Spirit. That we pray that you would continue, as Revelations chapter 3, verse 20 says, to knock at the door. And if any man will open, that you, as you have promised, would come in and would sup with that individual, and that they would be one with you, and that they would have fellowship with you and with the brethren. Father, thank you for your love, for your mercy, and thank you, Jesus, for coming and being our sacrifice, taking our sins, allowing us to be forgiven. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you for your mighty work. We do pray these things in Jesus' holy and worthy name. Amen. You may be seated.